We're on the donor list for Anthony Nolan to get a bone marrow transplant, but we're just making more people aware and hoping to add to the list, obviously giving Luke and others in this situation more of a better chance of sort of finding a donor and obviously long-term sort of better chance of survival. With the condition, we didn't know that much at all, to be honest. It was a big surprise for us when we found out that he had this condition. We'd heard about sort of, well, my knowledge of bone marrow transplant previous, but I wasn't aware of how they combated it or what they did to sort of look to sort of try and remedy it. So not much knowledge prior to this. No warning signs at all, and obviously after reading up and what the doctors have told us, sometimes it does. There are warning signs like with colds, sort of viruses, etc. Or sometimes, unfortunately, it's just one of those things that just comes on, and it there's no warning signs. The warning signs that we got were sort of he came up with a lot of bruising, and that's why we took him to the doctors and obviously then to the hospital and then obviously found out the diagnosis. We've learned quite a bit, but to be honest, probably could learn more, but we're trying not to look at it too much because we haven't got, we're still on the donor list and it's still quite sort of raw at the moment. So we're not trying not to look up too much on the internet because obviously there's a lot of that, you know, that is wrong and incorrect. But we are learning quite a bit, obviously, from the hospitals and reading up about it, obviously, especially with this drive through DKMS, and yeah, just general learning, but not going into it too deeply at the moment, just sort of little steps at a time.